Hello and welcome to another episode of Heartland Hypnosis Radio. I am your host, Ray Lytle, and my guest this week is Chantel Renee. You may have heard of her. She is up and coming, an up-and-coming hypnotist, but really going to be featured in our metaphysical track at the upcoming Heartland Hypnosis Conference, and we welcome her to the show. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been involved in hypnotism now?
It's going on about a year. I've been, studying human potential for many years, and I'm an author of a book called Aligning with the Divine. But hypnosis is definitely new for me, but I absolutely love the power of it. It's very transformational.
Transformational is one of those. I mean, it's a word you wholly believe in. I mean, this is something that you feel that everyday people can transform themselves into a better person by doing certain things. And you say you're an author. Tell me about the book.
It's called Aligning with the Divine. It's a it's for people who are on the awakening path, spiritual awakening path. It's a foundation, a springboard to begin, exploring your spiritual self, your energy self, your connection, your direct connection to creation, source, the universe, whatever you want to call all that is. So it's a guide that I really would have benefited from as a young seeker and an empath on my journey. So it's a book I would have definitely benefited from earlier in life.
When did you notice, and please don't take this the wrong way, but when did you notice there was something wrong with you? Like, when did you notice you were an empath? When did you notice there was something, maybe wrong with you is not the right word, but there was something special about you? Or did you think there was something wrong or special? Or give me the origins of that.
No, I never thought I was special. I just never thought I fit in absolutely ever. I grew up in the South, and I grew up around a lot of racism and ignorance around judgment of skin color, and I just never could resonate with that because I just knew that we all really were one and belonged to each other. So that was my first initial remembrance, and that was when I was very young. And the next time was when I went to church. I felt the person – this is just my experience. I'm not saying anything negative about it. It's just – the time I went to church, I felt that the preacher was really trying to get into my become a middleman from my connection to the God or the creation, the source that I already felt very strong connected to. And I left the church feeling fearful, disconnected, and actually really frightened in the state of fear. So I really just kind of kept on the path of nurturing my own connection because I felt very, very close to my creator. And then, so from that point on, I began to become aware of spiritual energy. When I was probably in my early 20s, I had a few moments, what I would call like initiations of light or like where the Holy Spirit comes through you. It's very hard to explain, but this is just when this energy comes to your body and you feel completely elevated and lifted and just... It's just this form of bliss. It's like orgasmic. It's very hard to understand or explain. But this is when I really became aware of energy and that energy is a direct part of our lives.
Did you think something was wrong with you? As I said earlier, when did you think something was wrong? I mean, did you think it was something wrong or something right? Or like what's going through your mind when you experience that?
It was pure bliss. It was like heaven had came into the earth. I had no fear. I felt peace, total connection. But growing up, I had unconventional philosophies, I guess you could say. And growing up around strict religious, doctrines and limiting belief systems, I just was not somebody who really wanted to buck the system. So I kept a lot of it to myself. Because I also, like when I went to church, I felt like it was diluted when I would share with people. Like I would share this with people and they would come at me with, certain things to make me feel bad about it. So I kept it to myself for quite a long time. And then it was through several of those initiations of light, my consciousness began to expand and I could see things just through like a bigger spiritual perspective, a lens, I guess you could say. So I just ultimately, I didn't think anything was wrong with me. I just felt like I didn't fit in.
So there was never any big enlightenment. It just felt natural for you.
Well, actually I'll tell you this. When I went to jail when I was 18 for shoplifting when I went to jail for shoplifting, my consciousness definitely expanded. I became very enlightened about soul paths. There was a few women in there. One was, I would say she was probably 18, about my age, and she was half dressed, and she had a tattoo on her forehead, and it was her pimp's name. It was a pimp tattooed on her forehead. So this girl, somehow I was able to see her soul journeys and the past that led her to be in this place. So for me, that was one way I really also kind of grew spiritually and understood that we're all on individual soul journeys and we grow through all things, not just good and, you know, through the polarities given to us on planet Earth. So
do you feel like you're given a gift that somehow you can read other people? I mean, is that part of what you experience?
I think that we all have the same abilities, that just some of us have accessed it before, you know, through maybe seeking or initiations. But as an empath, I've always been very kind of, I could sense people's pain. I would cry for no reason, you know, just very sensitive to, and I had a hard time really deciphering what was my feelings and what was other people's feelings. But I don't really feel like, you know, it's anything special. I think that we all have these abilities in one way or the other that just most of us are unconscious of them.
And you're just, you think you're hyper aware of abilities that everybody has.
Yeah.
When did you realize, yeah, or when did you,
I would say,
when did you come to the conclusion that hypnotism is something that you should get into and started, you know, looking more into the metaphysical, parts of hypnotism?
Well, I wrote quite a bit about science in my book, Emerging Science and Spirituality. But I didn't really know I was writing the book until I was really put into a space of solitude living in Louisiana. I had withdrawn from friends and social life, and I really went on like an inner journey, and that's where the book really came from. And through that process, I found it so fascinating, the science that we have. And so I actually wrote about hypnosis briefly, in, I believe, the epigenetics section of my book. But so it was kind of ironic. I never thought, oh, I'm actually going to have a private practice. I really was kind of holding on to a product line I had developed that has nothing to do with self-help or working with people one-on-one. But we actually went through a flood in Louisiana where we lost everything, and that just like washed away everything that I was holding on to and put me onto the path of really being in service of people and working with them on one-on-one. And I absolutely just love it. I'm in Springfield now and I have a private practice, and it's growing, it's thriving. I seem to be attracting a lot of people who are going through this awakening and feeling like they're actually going crazy and they're losing a sense of self, which does happen. So yeah, that's how I came into it. I feel like hypnosis found me, but I think I was always supposed to align to it because of the powerful way. Well, for one thing, we live in a mental universe. Thoughts are things, and we have the science to show that. So it was always fascinating to me. So to be a facilitator of it and to help people to really harness their mental energy, their emotional energy, their spiritual energy, and tapping back into the power that we all have, is always been a passion of sharing spiritual philosophy, but actually facilitating it is new. And I feel very blessed and grateful to have connected with so many wonderful people at the Heartland Hypnosis Conference. I met my wonderful teacher, who was the woman I learned through, Sharon Major. She was a wonderful teacher for me, and that's how I got certified, was through her.
Yeah, Sharon, of course, Sharon's been around for years. She's been a presenter at Heartland Hypnosis Conference. But now, I mean, the metaphysical track started small. When William Mitchell first started this conference, it was a small portion of it. Now it's really gotten big. I mean, there are so many people that are interested in it, and I would say it is it's a track where it's a bunch of people you want to help people. It's a bunch of people that are trying to help.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of hypnosis. I mean, it's always somebody trying to help somebody or entertain them. The metaphysical track, you're really, really going out of the way to help And I look at how big it is now, and you look at some of these people. I mean, with yourself and Lois Herman and Randy Light, and you mentioned Sharon Major and Janet Rapala, Jane Gavani, Shelley Stockwell, Joe Moody. I mean, there's so many different people in metaphysical that are talking about things that aren't let's face it, it's not in the mainstream. It is it's you know, we're talking about angels, and we're talking about past lives, and we're talking about people who we're talking about dousing this year. I mean, what is the one thing when you started getting into this that even you questioned and said, wow, there's no way, and then we're surprised the more you learned about it?
Well, I think that once we come into the realization that we're operating in a sea of energy, that we're all one, intimately connected through vibrations and light and frequency, and then we're gifted this opportunity to experience separateness as our individual souls, when we start to really operate from the lens of energy, everything is energy, we really... that's not too woo-woo. And especially with like the science that we have epigenetics, the study of the water molecules, that thoughts are things, cymatic frequencies show that, you know, energy is created through sound. And it's just, there's so much. I'll be covering a lot of this during my presentation. But, you know, the woo-woo sense is people fear what they don't understand. Yeah. And once you begin to kind of open your mind and expand your consciousness, you start to come into higher points of realizations. And when you do that, you raise your vibration, you're able to experience universal intelligence comes through. You can access your gifts, you're able to, you know, heal emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So, you know, and as far as angels, you can believe in them or not. Personally, I do. I work with them quite a bit. They're just on a higher vibrational frequency, so they manifest themselves as light. And we can call upon them all the time for help. And so, and also, you know, the reason I feel the metaphysical track is growing is we're going through a consciousness shift globally. And it can be felt. There's more light hitting the planet, and I'll talk about the cosmology of that briefly. So we're really coming of age, Ray, and it's really just a wonderful time to be alive and to explore and to experience ourselves at a higher vibration as a human being walking on the planet, whereas most of us have walked around asleep at the wheel, so to speak. We've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten our connection to each other, our connection to Source, the Creator, whatever you're comfortable with.
I know that Michelle Madison and Cindy White, they're going to be they'll be presenting at Heartland as well. And they're going to be, I mean, they're actually talking about the science that is in all this, you know, talking about the energy that you were just discussing. And you know, it seemed like for years people were afraid to mix science in all this. And I don't know if it was the fear of, oh, my God, if we get science involved, people are going to find out whatever, or they're not going to believe us, they're not going to take us serious or whatever. And they started mixing. They started, you know, putting science into this, and then the scientific research started showing proof that things are moving a certain way, or they're shifting a certain way, or there are things happening. So when you talk about a new shift coming, I think it's that people now have some backup to say, look, you might think I'm crazy. But here is some research that shows you something is going on that we can't explain. So why can't it be this?
Yeah, absolutely. And something else that we should take into consideration that is in every culture and every medical tradition before ours right now, healing and transformation has been through moving energy and, harnessing our energy. So, you know, there's a lot of science to it, but, you know, a lot of our, unfortunately, like big pharma, they want to treat instead of heal. And we have amazing natural built-in healing capacities that we haven't barely scratched the surface of, but we're coming into some really fascinating research and practices. And I see it with my clients because I work with energy. I've always worked with energy before I even learned hypnosis. So I'm putting the two together and I'm seeing some really wonderful results take place.
Vibrational hypnosis is a term that you'll use a lot. and it is just connecting with vibrational energy and helping people better themselves. Like you said, it's not pharmaceutical. It's not throwing medicine at something. It's actually finding a way to better yourself. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. And I honestly feel the greatest work that we can do as human beings is to work on ourselves and to bring that into the world. That's how we transform our societies, is from the inside out. And I'm very much, when I work with my clients, I teach them everything about their energy. I have diagrams, which I'll be showing at the conference. I educate them on their energy so that when they leave me, they're really in a higher place of empowerment. So they know how to kind of pull themselves back into alignment. So I do a lot of teaching with my clients too, which I don't know if a lot of other people do, but that's just what I do. And I found that it really puts them on the path of, it might not be good for business, but I didn't start in hypnosis, you know, for the business aspect. So what I find is when you help people remember the power of that their energy, for one thing, is most people don't realize that. They might, but they don't. They forget. And that our energy is, our focus is harvested by media, politics, you know, TV, everything is always pulling our energy away from us. So learning to be amongst all of this chaos, but still harnessing your own energy field takes practice. But with awareness, you can really become a master of your own experience. For the most part, you're going to have highs and lows.
There's a lot of negativity and fear in the world, especially these days. I mean, there's a lot. And
go ahead.
And I think anything that takes our mind off of what we're afraid of or what is negative, it seems to be it's good. Anything that takes your mind off of it is something that I find positive.
Right. I mean, fear and love are like the opposites of the same scale, and they both serve us because our light gets to expand through these experiences, these contrasts. However, whenever we get stuck in fear, we get stuck in a low vibration, we get stuck in a contracted state of being, we can't manifest, we're lost, we're sick, we're moody, we treat people around us like, you know, like crap because we feel like crap. So as you move into the energy of love, you're raising and expanding your energy field. That takes practice, but it's amazing. People lock online really quick when they have the tools and the awareness.
Do you believe in past lives?
I do. And I believe that you don't have to believe in past lives, because I believe that your soul can show you a picture in your mind of something that you're working on in this life. And even if you weren't Cleopatra in a past life, maybe something Cleopatra went through, you can resonate and you can integrate that and heal from it. So I always tell people, don't lock on to if this was really you. Just look at what's coming through as a lesson.
Yeah, I'm you know, in past lives, do you think we have the same problems in prior lives as we do this one? Like, I have a weight problem in this life. I would hate to think that in a past life I also had the weight problem, and in a future life, am I ever going to get rid of it?
Well, possibly, you know, you could have starved in a past life. You know, there's so many layers to it that as we start to kind of go in and discover things and go deeper within, you know, we begin to kind of, things unfold for us. And it's just fascinating what comes through. But it's like, for me, like, karma would be, I guess, as a man, so shall he weep. We can think of karma as a thought, as energy, consciousness, and action. And until we will be continue to be tested until we're no longer triggered. So we have to learn to absorb the lesson and then allow it to dissolve and collect the knowledge and be at peace with everything. So when you walk through your life as everything is a teacher, and if we're open to perceive it and receive it, and then we can grow from it. But it's when we refuse to look at those reflections is when we stay stuck, and then we're going to repeat until we are able to transcend that situation. Then we can experience something new.
I am.
But I do believe that.
I'm fascinated with your brand of, with metaphysical, with the whole metaphysical track. And because, number one, you guys, everyone involved in it, you are some of the nicest people that I've encountered. I mean, and you are talking about things that are out of the norm. I mean, it's not, people are not used to having a conversation with someone who says, no, I believe in angels, I believe in past lives, I believe in this stuff. And I think that we could all be better people if we pay attention to it, and blah, blah, blah. And it's fascinating to me how positive that you and people like you are?
Well, I believe that everybody that is on a metaphysical track is here to help shift consciousness into a higher vibration, and we've all done the work. And so, you know, that's why we show up with non-judgment, because we understand that we're all one and we're all on our own experiences, experiencing different things. But at the end of the day, we belong to each other, that we really are all one, and when you can embrace that, you can live your life in such a more peaceful and harmonious present way.
What Heartland Hypnosis presentations are you looking forward to this year? Like, who are you planning? I know that you're presenting vibrational hypnosis, but who are you planning on seeing this year?
I have, like, I'm just now beginning to look and try to choose. I was actually just talking to Sharon about it. I know that I want to see Helen at some point. I don't know, actually. I have to, like, take the time to carve that out. But I'm going to New York as well, so I was just going to kind of take the weekend and hone in on what classes I wanted to take.
Yeah, because
but everybody's wonderful, so I'm excited.
There's so many. I mean, this year, I tell you what, William has put together such a great collection of metaphysical minds talking about different things. Like I mentioned earlier, I said, you know, we're even discussing dowsing and just things you wouldn't normally that we haven't normally talked about at Heartland Hypnosis Conference. And this year we're going to be talking about it. And it's a fascinating track. And all of you guys, like I say, you're nice people. And I don't want to make it, I'm not saying anything negative. Please don't take it that way. I'm just saying that it's so positive and so, you know what I mean? There's nobody's jaded. Everybody is always so positive and happy and looking forward to it. And I find that fascinating. I mean, God bless you guys.
Well, we have our bad days, but we know how to get out of them.
It is.
So it's just about learning the skill. It's a skill.
I think it's going to be amazing. What's the name of your book again? Tell everybody the name of the book.
It's Aligning with the Divine. And actually the audio book just came out yesterday.
Oh, did you voice it yourself?
Yes, I did.
That's a chore, isn't it?
Well, it is, because there's a lot of science and history in there,
yeah,
too. So
that's I was yeah.
Yes, but I enjoyed it.
That's a lot of work. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, it took about 3 months to get it all done, but I'm glad I was able to do that.
Chantel Renee.
Because a lot of people like to be read too. So
you have your own business in Central Illinois. You'll be going to St. Louis. And you're presenting on what day? What day are you presenting at Heartland?
Saturday at 10 a.m.
Saturday at 10 a.m. in the metaphysical track. You're going to talking about vibrational hypnosis. Everyone should check it out, and everyone should have a conversation with this woman, because she's very positive, very uplifting. And what's the worst thing that people? It's a horrible question, I know, but what's the worst thing that someone has called you? Like, if they...
Maybe I have my head in the clouds. I don't know. I really haven't had anybody say anything too negative, because I'm not someone who's knocking on somebody's door. So if you're in my presence, it's generally because I've attracted you on some level.
Yeah, they're coming to you. It's not like... It's not like someone. Why would they be rude if they're?
Yeah, I'm not something. Like, I'm not pushing it. I'm not pushing anything. And we talk about that. And when you have your field is magnetizing, the right people, the right events, the right circumstances just manifest.
I think it's great. Good for you, Chantel. It's been fantastic. Vibrational hypnosis. You're going to be talking about it, and other things. And then of course you're going to. Will you have the book at Heartland Hypnosis Conference?
Yep, I sure will.
If anybody wants to get the book, of course, you can get it from her there as well. Chantel Renee, she's only been in hypnotism for a year, but it's been your whole life. You have believed in the energy of life. Is that correct? And energy of life, is that a thing?
Oh, yes.
I think I created something. I should make a T-shirt. You've always believed in the energy of life and change. And helping people change themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yep.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you at Heartland in just a few weeks.
Chantel Renee, she is joining me on today's Heartland Hypnosis Radio. It is fantastic to speak to you. It's Ray Lytle, you guys, and I'll be back with another episode soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's Heartland Hypnosis Radio.